Mesechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is continued discussing where you can have in one field possibilities where there'll be two obligations of two separate portions of Peah. Mishnah Beis, Hamenamer Esadeu, if someone makes his field into different spots, Vashir Kalachim Lachim, and he left behind the moist stalks. What he did was he harvested the stalks that were dry and ripe and ready to be harvested, and he left behind patches and spots of the moist stalks that were not yet ripened. Rabbi Kiva says, "Nisan peyam mikol echad v'echad." The remaining patches that he left behind of stalks that were still not yet ripe, when he harvests each patch separately, he has to leave peyam for each separate patch. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. V'chachamim aimrim. The Chachamim say, Me'echad al hakol, he only needs to leave one portion of Peah for all the different patches that are in the field, because it's all considered one large field that has one Peah obligation. The Mishnah continues, Umaydim Chachamim l'Rabbi Kiva, Bezerea, Sheves Echardol, Beshleishim Mekaimis. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Kiva that when someone plants Sheves, which is dill or chardel, mustard, and even if he did it in Shleishim Mekaimis, in three separate places, there's small separate patches in different areas, so everybody agrees, you nice and peah mikol achad v'echad, that you have to give separate portion of peah from each one of the patches, because these things, the dill and the mustard, it was normal to plant in small patches, and so then they don't combine. Each one has its own chashivas, its own importance, and as a small patch, because they were generally planted in that fashion, in small patches, and each one needs a separate peah. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachlik Bitzalim Lachem Lashuk. If somebody picks out the moist onions from his field, Lashuk, to sell in the marketplace, Umakayim Yaveshim Lagayim, and he leaves behind dry ones in his field to store, he harvests them later to store in his own storage. So there's two different purposes in these two different harvests. One was to sell and one was to dry out for storage. So the Mishnah says, Nice and peah le'ilu la'atzman u'le'ilu la'atzman. He has to give a separate peah for these two different harvestings. The ones that went to the marketplace have their portion of peah, and the ones that he keeps to dry for storage have their portion of peah. Even though they're all the same species of onions, still, the different purposes that he's harvesting for causes that he needs to take off peah two times. The Mishnah says that this applies v'chein ba'afunim, the same thing applies to chickpeas, v'chein b'karam, the same thing applies in the vineyard to the grapes, that these things also, the chickpeas and the grapes, also were common, that they were harvested for different purposes, and even within the same species, but different purposes that are, if they're harvested for two different purposes, then they require two separate portions of peah. The Mishnah continues, Hamedil, if somebody thins out his onion crop, the onions, when they grew too close together, the landowner would pull out the onions and pull out some of the onions to make space for the remaining onions so that the remaining ones could grow larger and have more room to grow. So here it's not really harvesting, but it's just for the purpose of the ones that were still in the ground to have more space to grow. So Hamedil, if he's pulling out to thin out the crop of onions, Nisan min amashir al mashashir. He only has to take off peah from the ones left in the ground, not the ones that he picked, because it wasn't a real harvest. And he only has to calculate peah according to mashashir, what he left over, 1/60th of the remaining onions that are in the ground. Those are the only ones that are going to have a normal harvesting. The Mishnah has one more case. V'machlik me'achas yad. Someone who picks out the onions in two different harvestings, but for the same exact purpose. So then, Nisan min amashir al hakol, then, from the what was left behind in the field for the second harvest, he's gonna take off peah from the second harvest, and he has to calculate al hakol on the entire field, proportionately 1/60th of the entire field, even what was harvested earlier, because this is, since it's for one purpose, even though it's two separate harvestings, it has one time peah taken off of it, and that one time peah is peah for the entire field altogether.